new accusation from the special counsel's office.
They say Paul Manafort has lied.
Roadside bombing in Afghanistan.
Three Americans were killed.
Answers in romaine lettuce investigation.
The CDC is narrowing its warning.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. New trouble could be brewing for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. A fresh accusation from the special counsel in the Russia investigation. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Paul Manafort pleaded guilty in September to illegally lobbying for a foreign government. That after he was found guilty of bank and tax fraud. He agreed to cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, presumably to get a lighter sentence. But in a court filing last night, Mueller's team said the deal is off, that Manafort has repeatedly lied to prosecutors and the FBI. Manafort's attorneys say their client hasn't lied, and it's not clear how the special counsel's office claims to know that he has. But prosecutors are now calling for an immediate sentencing that could, in theory, see Manafort imprisoned for the rest of his life. One way out? A presidential pardon. President Trump has repeatedly said how unfairly prosecutors have treated his former campaign chair. And just this morning, he tweets that Mueller has done, quote, tremendous damage to our criminal justice system, where he's only looking at one side and not the other. Steve?
Well, for President Trump, it was back on the campaign trail yesterday in Mississippi. He stumped for Cindy Hyde Smith, the Republican trying to hold on to her U.S. Senate seat in today's election.
If you want more jobs, less crime, strong borders, you must vote Republican.
It's a racially charged race. Hyde Smith apologized for saying earlier this month, if invited to a public hanging, I'd be on the front row. Her Democratic opponent, former Ag Secretary Mike Espy, is black. Yesterday, seven nooses were found in trees outside the Mississippi Capitol. Well, there's breaking news this morning from overseas, the death of three American service members in Afghanistan. CBS's Cammie McCormick is at the Pentagon.
It happened today in Ghazni. An improvised explosive device detonated, killing the three and wounding three other service members. Ghazni's been the scene of heavy fighting between Afghan forces and the Taliban. The American troops have been advising and assisting the Afghans. The military also said today a soldier killed last week in Afghanistan was accidentally shot by Afghan partner forces during a gunfight with Al-Qaeda militants.
Well, nearly a week after we were told not to eat all romaine lettuce and throw it out if we had it, KCBS TV's Stacy Butler tells us an E. coli investigation has traced the problem to lettuce grown in California.
Now, it's only warning consumers and retailers not to eat or serve romaine harvested from the central coastal growing regions of northern and central California.
It's just confusing. They remove it from the shelves and now they put it back.
Even as the CDC tries to clarify that romaine lettuce from Yuma, Arizona, Florida, and Mexico are perfectly safe to eat, consumers are wary.
The outbreak has caused more than 60 people to get sick in the U.S. and Canada. The government now says there are 116 confirmed cases of AFM, the polio-like illness that affects mostly children, in 31 states. More than 100 other cases are under investigation. Health officials do not know what causes it. Now to Alabama.
No justice! No peace!
Several dozen protesters blocked an interstate near a mall south of Birmingham where police shot and killed a 21-year-old black man on Thanksgiving night. It came during the hunt for a gunman, which is still continuing. The mayor of Hoover, Alabama, offered public sympathy to the family of E.J. Bradford and has urged patience during the investigation. Workers at General Motors are dealing with uncertainty after the company announced more than 14,000 jobs would be cut and up to five plants will close.
I moved my family twice for this company, and they do this to me.
The company is going to stop production of some models, focus more money and attention on electric and self-driving vehicles. CNET's Tim Stevens.
More and more people are buying these taller crossover SUVs, and so General Motors needs to make some drastic shifts to its product lineup to make sure that it's well prepared to sell the cars that people want to buy.
In a Texas court appearance yesterday, Samuel Little confessed to killing a woman 24 years ago. But if what he says is true, he would be the nation's most prolific killer. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
The 79-year-old drifter telling investigators he may have killed as many as 90 people in 14 states over decades. Little is speaking out now after failing to get his life sentences for strangling three women in California overturned. According to him, he roamed the country preying on drug addicts and troubled women. Now investigators across the country are calling in, trying to match Little's multiplying confessions to their cold cases. So far, they've succeeded in more than 30. Steve.
In London, lawmakers from nine countries are firing questions at a Facebook executive. Some are annoyed that it's not CEO Mark Zuckerberg in the chair.
We don't know that Mr. Zuckerberg's looking into this because he has refused to show up to speak to parliamentarians from around the world.
A company vice president says Facebook is trying to put the brakes on misinformation and fake news. 7 minutes of terror is how NASA described the final phase of a mission to Mars. It all ended well yesterday with an unmanned spacecraft's touchdown on the red planet.
This is what it sounded like here when it was announced that InSight had safely landed on Mars, the end of a 300 million mile journey. Now the attention will shift to the science, focusing on Mars below the surface. It could answer long-standing questions, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine.
Earth and Mars used to be very similar planets, and the question is, what made this planet continue to evolve in a way that can support life, and that planet not?
One experiment will involve InSight drilling 16 feet into Mars' interior. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Pasadena, California.
Retail analysts say Cyber Monday generated nearly $8 billion in sales. Amazon says yesterday was the company's single biggest shopping day in its history. And in the 5 days starting with Thanksgiving, Amazon says customers ordered more than 180 million items. A popular TV judge is not just outspoken, she's also very, very rich.
The verdict is in.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Shineland.
Judge Judy tops Forbes' list of highest-paid TV hosts for 2018, her first time at number one.
Am I with you, Mr. Smith?
She made it by selling the rights to her show's library for $100 million. Coupled with her $47 million salary, it catapults her past Ellen, whose pre-tax salary of $87 million was her highest ever. Dr. Phil is number three on the list of highest-paid hosts. Ryan Seacrest and Steve Harvey round out the top five. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In the unofficial opening of Hollywood's awards season, The Rider, a Western, took Best Film at the 28th Annual Gotham Awards in New York. Eighth Grade and First Reformed were also honored. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.